From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. I'm James O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of The Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of The Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary G. Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. If you'd like to contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here is Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you for joining us on this Tuesday edition of the Living Truth Radio program, originating from the Way of Truth Ministries studios here in Altoona, Pennsylvania. What a delight it is to be able to come your way today and to study the Word of God along with you. This week we are involved in a series entitled Biblical Revival. What is it? And our key passage is Psalm 85 and verse 6, where it says, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Now, yesterday in the program, as I introduced the subject, I gave you two definitions of revival. I gave you a longer definition and a shorter definition. And again, these are on the notes and the outlines, and if you would like to have a copy, why, contact us. At the end of the program, Jim will be along to give you that contact information, and we will be delighted to send it to you. But here are those two definitions. Number one, the longer definition. Revival is the work of God upon the hearts of His people who confess their sins and who repent from selfish motives that lead to unrighteous living and then turn to God with wholehearted dedication and obedience that results in godly living. Now, the shorter definition is a definition that I've given many times since this program has been on the air back in 1989. So you may have heard it before, particularly if you've been listening for a long time. And that is this: revival is when God's people get right with God. Some people confuse evangelism and revival, but they're two different things. Evangelism is when the unsaved person gets right with God, whereas revival is when the saved person who has become stale in his or her walk with the Lord, or perhaps has fallen into some sin, or perhaps has backslidden to a certain degree. Revival is when that individual, that Christian, gets right with God. And as we study the Bible, in both the Old and the New Testaments, we find that biblical concepts of revival, divine concepts of revival, are clearly brought out. But we see that in Psalm 85 very clearly. As a matter of fact, the background of Psalm 85 is probably the return of the Jews back into the land from their 70 years of captivity in Babylon. And upon returning back into the land, they were disappointed in the condition that they saw there. And so in reality, they were asking God to revive both the land and the people themselves. And as we look down through Psalm 85, therefore, we see some lessons that really are applicable to us today. In fact, as we study the Old Testament over and over again, we see lessons that God gave to Israel. We see dealings that God had with Israel that illustrate to us what revival is all about. As a matter of fact, I've often stated that the book of Hosea is a great book on revival. And when I go to churches and have revival meetings, I've often encouraged people to read and study and meditate upon the 14 chapters of the book of Hosea, because it teaches how the Jewish people had fallen into sin, but that they would be revived if they would just simply turn back to God. It's a great study, Hosea is, on the concept of revival. And so I trust that you're interested in this subject. But Psalm 85 really does lay out for us some interesting components on what revival is all about. There are three things we see in this psalm as it relates to revival. Number one, revival restrains the righteous anger of God. That's in verses 1 through 5. Number two, revival restores the conscious awareness of God. That's in verses 6 through 8. And then thirdly, revival reveals the gracious work of God. That's verses 9 through 15. Let's take a look at these different components of revival from Psalm 85. First of all, revival restrains the righteous anger of God. You know, ladies and gentlemen, God is angry when His children rebel against Him and His Word. Sure, God loves us when we rebel against Him, but He's angry. He is disappointed, and He even chastens us. And I think those of you who are parents can understand this. When you have children who disobey you or disrespect what you want them to do, you love them. You love them to death. You would die for them, right? But yet, you are angry with them simply because of the fact that they've gone against what you've taught them. They've gone against your expectations. Well, the same is true with God's children as it relates to revival and getting back and getting right with God. When you or I, as a child of God, turn our back against God, go our way instead of God's way, when we fall into sin, when we rebel, when we backslide, as it were, God is angry with us. Though He loves us dearly, His love for us is everlasting, and nothing shall separate us from the love of God through Christ Jesus our Lord. But still, God is angry with us when we fall into sin and when we allow that sin to rule and to reign in our lives. That's why Romans chapter 6 was written, that we might learn how to overcome the reign of sin in our lives. Well, we can see in Psalm 85 that revival restrains the righteous anger of God. Look at verses 1 through 5, for instance. It says, Lord, Thou hast been favorable unto Thy land. Thou hast brought back the captivity of Jacob. Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of Thy people. Thou hast covered their sin. If you're reading along with me, you will see that after that phrase, Thou hast covered their sin, there is the Hebrew word selah. And that's really a word that basically means to stop and think of that. It's not necessarily a word that is to be read or spoken when we read down through a psalm, but it means stop to think about that. And so in verse 2, it says, God, You have forgiven the iniquity of Your people. Thou hast covered all their sin. And the response to that in the days in which Psalm 85 was written, as well as in our day-to-day, is stop to think about that. Stop to think about the fact that God has forgiven all of your iniquities, dear Christian. Stop to think about the fact that God has covered all of your sin, dear Christian, through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. That's something to think about. Verse 3 goes on to say, Thou hast taken away all Thy wrath. Thou hast turned Thyself from the fierceness of Thine anger. You see, because of the fact that Israel had gone into sin, they turned their back on God. They went into captivity. And, of course, we realize that the Babylonian captivity was a 70-year period of time. During that time, God dealt with the Jewish people. And during that time, He turned away, as it were, His fierce anger from them because they were in that captivity in order to be chastened because of their sin. But then verse 4 goes on to say, Turn us, O God, of our salvation, and cause Thine anger toward us to cease. Wilt Thou be angry with us forever? Wilt Thou draw out Thine anger to all generations? You see, the Jewish people, while they were in that Babylonian captivity, had experienced the anger of God. To see their nation destroyed, and to see their people carried into captivity in three stages in 606, 596, and 586 BC, was a revealing of God's anger toward his people, the Jewish people, because they turned their back on him. In the book of Hosea, it says that they really forgot God. They just took him out of the picture, as it were. And so he was angry with them. And so he put them, as it were, into the Babylonian captivity. And so in this particular psalm, the psalmist is basically praying for mercy, and he's asking God to remove that anger so that once again they might be revived and so that once again they might be restored. Today, beloved, I want to talk to those of you who are Christians. And specifically, I want to talk to those of you who are Christians, but you're outside the will of God. You know you're outside the will of God today. You know that somewhere in the past you trusted Christ as Savior, but you've allowed this sin to come in and that sin to come in. You've turned your back on God. You don't have devotions anymore. You don't go to church anymore. Or if you do go to church, it's just sort of a routine thing. But your walk and your relationship with God is stale. God's angry with you. God may be chastening you. But through this program right now, God is saying, confess your sin, repent, turn back to God, and I will revive you, and I will restrain my righteous anger from you. Boy, what a joy it is to know that God is no longer angry with you. And so today, if you're a Christian and you are outside the will of God and you need revival, turn back to God. God will remove his righteous anger from you. Tomorrow, we will look at another aspect of revival in Psalm 85. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no cost for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to help defray the costs of handling and shipping. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at simply wayoftruth@juno.com. Please visit our website. It's www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth radio broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Dr. Gary Dull, I'm James O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.